Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 51 of the year, and I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are leaving the mainland behind today and heading out into the Pacific Ocean. We are exploring Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District. And Leah, when we talk about large districts, this one is staggering. It covers rural Oahu, and then it encompasses all of what locals call the neighbor islands. Maui, Kauai, the Big Island, Molokai, Lanai. It stretches over 300 miles of ocean, and today, we are profiling the woman tasked with representing all of that diversity in Washington, Democrat Jill Tokuda.
Representative Tokuda brings an incredible amount of heavy-duty legislative experience to Congress. She wasn't a rookie when she got to D.C. She spent 12 years in the Hawaii State Senate. And she didn't just sit on the backbenches. She chaired the Ways and Means Committee. She was the person responsible for balancing Hawaii's massive $14 billion state budget. She knows exactly how to track every single penny of government funding. She also spent time as the executive director of the Nisei Veterans Memorial Center on Maui, so she is deeply connected to the Japanese-American legacy and the military history of the islands.
And because of that deep experience, Democratic leadership put her on some incredibly powerful committees the second she arrived in 2023. Let's look at what she is doing right now in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026. She was just named the ranking member of the Agriculture Subcommittee on Conservation, Research, and Biotechnology. This is a vital position for Hawaii. Mainland agriculture is all about massive corn and soybean operations. Hawaii's agriculture is entirely different. Tokuda is fighting for research funding for coffee, macadamia nuts, and native Hawaiian canoe crops that have sustained the islands for centuries. She is leading the charge to get federal money to fight invasive species that are destroying local farms.
And she had to fight incredibly hard for her district during the drafting of the 2026 Farm Bill. She actually spent the early part of February 2026 holding listening sessions on the Big Island and Maui, listening to ranchers who are dealing with extreme market volatility. But agriculture is just one piece of her portfolio. She also sits on the House Armed Services Committee and the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. And Stephen, she is a surprisingly hawkish progressive when it comes to the Indo-Pacific.
She absolutely is. She understands that Hawaii is the strategic anchor for the United States military in the Pacific, and she is fully aware of the threat posed by Beijing. Just last week, in February 2026, she teamed up with a conservative Republican from Florida, Neil Dunn, to introduce the Rare Earth Magnet Market Revitalization Act. Right now, China completely dominates the global supply of rare earth magnets, which are critical for everything from cell phones to fighter jets to electric vehicles. Tokuda's bill would provide government-backed purchase agreements to build those supply chains right here in America, stripping that leverage away from the Chinese Communist Party.
But even though she supports the military's mission, she is fiercely protective of Hawaii's state sovereignty. For decades, there has been immense tension between the Pentagon and the local Hawaiian communities over land use and environmental disasters, like the Red Hill fuel leak. When the fiscal year 2026 National Defense Authorization Act was passing through the House, Tokuda secured a massive provision. She made sure the bill strictly prevented the Department of Defense from having the authority to condemn or seize any state land in Hawaii. She said very bluntly, "Once land is taken in Hawaii, it's gone forever." She will not let the military bulldoze local sovereignty.
She is also fighting massive battles over healthcare. Tokuda is the founding co-chair of the Bipartisan Rural Healthcare Caucus. People think of Hawaii as a tropical paradise, but if you live on the rural side of the Big Island or Molokai, getting access to a specialist or a doctor is incredibly difficult. And in February 2026, she went to war against the new administration over this. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem implemented a new, staggering $100,000 fee for H-1B visas. Tokuda led a bipartisan coalition demanding an immediate exemption for healthcare workers. She argued that rural hospitals and clinics simply cannot afford to pay a $100,000 penalty to hire the foreign-born doctors and nurses that keep those island communities alive.
It shows how a sweeping federal policy crafted in Washington can completely devastate an isolated community if someone isn't there to stop it. She also recently voted against a stopgap funding bill because it included massive budget increases for ICE, immigration, and customs enforcement. She refused to give them a blank check. But in that same breath, she secured $45 million for the Rural Ferry Service Program and another $45 million for Native Hawaiian education.
She knows exactly how to navigate the appropriations process. She represents an incredibly unique, beautiful, and strategically vital part of the world, and she protects it with the precision of a former budget chair.
The voice of the neighbor islands and the defender of the Pacific.
That is Representative Jill Tokuda. That is our profile for Hawaii's 2nd District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.